You're listening to an AppleBiz podcast.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for giving this podcast a listen. Hey, my name is Thomas Donville. I also go by the name of Anonymous. In this podcast, I'm going to show you how to add, remove, customize widgets on your iOS. So let's talk about this widgets. This is a really cool new feature that allows you to put one of those widgets we have seen in the Today's page, and now you can place those onto your home screen, anywhere on the home screen, as a matter of fact. So let's just take one of my top two favorite, which we're going to be doing examples here, battery. I always check my battery, and I always had to go to the Today's page to find the battery and check my level on my headphones, my watch, and etc. Now I can move that widget onto the home screen, and the other widget I use a lot is called weather. I can put that on top of that called snacks. And I'll explain all this as we get down to it. So let's dive into and how to use widgets and placing them in places where you want them. Now first, let's go to the top left-hand corner. I'm on my page one of my home screen. So that is my mail app.
Mail. No unread emails.
And I'm going to have it tell it what position is in.
Row one, column one, home, page one of two.
There's an important reason why I'm telling you this, because we are going to need to know about rows and columns. So on my home screen, I have 5 rows worth of apps, 4 columns worth of apps. So we have these rows and columns. Widget is going to take some of that real estate on that screen. So what I'm going to tell you up front, the widget is going to take a 2x2 cell. So in other words, it's going to take 2 rows and 2 columns. So think of it as a small little rectangle. And we'll get to that so I can show you what it looks like once the widget is placed there. So essentially, if I were to put it that position where the mail is, it's going to be in position 1, row 1, column 1. And once you place a widget there, then the first app that you had there, which is mail, will now be pushed over to column 3, row 1. And then you have the app next to that on column 4, row 1. And because the widgets will take 2x2, the next app will be located in column 3, row 2. All that will be explained and shown to you in this demonstration. There's 2 ways of going about adding a widget to the home screen. So the first one, I'm going to show you the first option, and I find this to be probably the easiest way to do it. And not only that, but my Today's page may not have all the widgets listed. But one of this first option will list all the widget you have available for you to use. So go into the edit mode. So from here, let's flick up.
Edit mode.
Double tap that.
Started editing.
At the top left, we're going to have something called
Add Widget button.
Add widgets. Double tap that.
Search widgets. Search field.
Now you can search for widgets, or in this case, I'm just going to swipe to the right.
Weather, Smart Stack, Widget, Stack, Medium, Suggested, button.
Now there's a mouthful there. There's a lot to digest there. This is a smart stack. A smart stack is a stack that is intelligent, and we'll show you on top of the stack, and we'll get to that as well. It is a medium size, regardless of small, medium, or whatever, it's going to use a 2x2 cell, which is nice. I don't want to add that because it's a smart stack. So you got to be very careful what you select. Okay, go to the right.
Fitness, activity. Widget, small, suggested, button.
Now you get into the suggested area. These are the suggested that they think they want you to suggest. I don't highly recommend any of these smart stack or suggestion app first. All I want to do is add the weather app. So I'm going to go flick to the right until we find weather.
Weather, forecast, widget, medium, suggested, button.
That's a suggestion, so that's not the one I want. Keep going to the right until you find weather.
Smart stack button.
There's a smart stack. You can add a smart stack automatically from this list. That'll be something important later.
Weather button.
There's the one we want. It just has straight weather, nothing else. Not suggestions, not a smart stack, anything like that. Very important because it will impair and kind of change things how you do it. I just want the plain weather. Double tap this.
Weather heading.
And essentially, this is going to be a page telling you all the information about the weather widgets. So you're going to hear the following items if I swipe to the right.
Close button. Forecast. See the current weather conditions and forecast for a location.
Mm-hmm. Go to the right.
Widget preview. Small. Lee's Summit. 75 degrees Fahrenheit.
Now it's going to give me a preview to tell me small. And so it's giving me the current temperature in condition for Lee Summit. So go to the right.
Page 1 of 3. Adjustable.
And one more.
Add widget. Button.
There she is. I want to add this widget. One finger double tap to add it.
Add widget. Button.
And now it has added the widget. The weather widget is now at the very top left-hand corner. When you add a widget, it's going to be placed in the row 1, column 1. And remember I said it take 2x2 area? That is there in that first row, column 1 and 2, second row, column 1 and 2. And now it tells me the weather. This is kind of cool, right? And so now I can check the weather anytime without having to go to today's page. And now I have weather right there along with all my apps. Really cool. Now to keep in mind, because that widget's there and it takes up 4 cells, as I was telling you, it means if you have a full page, if you have row 6 full of apps along that bottom and you have 4 apps down there, guess what? Those 4 apps get shoved into page 2. So there's a lot of thinking and strategy that has to be involved in order to place things in the right spot. And on top of that, consequences of your home page is going to change a little bit. So you can't cram the whole first page worth of stuff. Otherwise, they're going to be shoved to the second page. So because you lost the real estate because of that widget. So that's a downfall of the widget. But the pro side, I'll never have to go to the today page. I got the weather. I can just check the weather on the first screen. I'm going to add battery to it because that's my second most favorite. I always check. I'm going to do this in a different way. I'm going to go to the today's page. So I'm on the first page. I'm going to do a 3-finger swipe to the right.
Search. Text field.
And you get to the search.
Double tap to edit.
Now, your widgets are going to look different than mine. We can add widgets and take out widgets. And that is the same approach. If you go into edit mode, go to the top left on this page and hit add widget. You can add widgets to this page as well. Let's go to the right and see what I have here.
Batteries. Widget. Thomas iPhone. 82% charge.
There's my battery. Now, the one thing I want to tell you about this page is pretty much with all the Apple apps now, they are now going towards the containers. Yes, containers you're going to have to add to the rotor, and you might as well do it because you're going to have to use this in the today's page, app library, even in the weather app. So those things are all used containers. So goodbye headings, which is another story and another day of topic there. All right, so I'm going to go to containers.
Characters, words, speaking rate, volume, language, containers.
There she is. Now, when I swipe down, it'll go to from widget to widget that are available. I'll just give you a few, give you an idea what my widgets look like.
Weather, widget, lease, stocks, widget, reminders, widget, reminders.
So you have all these widgets, so you can see them right on the spot, which is kind of nice because you can see all the widgets at once. However, in this case, I'm going to go back to battery.
Stocks, weather, widget, batteries, widget.
All right, from this battery, let's go back to action here.
Headings. Vertical navigation actions.
Because now I want to move this battery widget. This is the other way you can move the widget to your home screen. So you can either add it from where I just showed you in option 1 or option 2. You just go to the widget you want and flick up.
Edit mode.
And go into the edit mode.
Started editing. Batteries is editing. Widget.
And I'm going to flick up again.
Drag batteries.
I want to drag it. So double tap that.
Add widget. Button.
Now let's go to the first page.
Add widget, button.
And let's look for that weather widget that we put in there before.
Weather is editing, widget.
All right, so I found the weather. I want to put this battery on top of it because I don't want to lose any more real estate space. I just want to reserve those 2x2 cells and not lose any more size or apps that get kicked off the screen. Swipe up.
Cancel drag.
And one more time.
Create new stack with weather and batteries.
Aha,
drop ready.
Create a stack. That means, go ahead and do this.
Drop complete. Widget. Stack.
And I'm going to get out of the edit mode.
Finished editing. Batteries. Batteries. Widget. Stack.
Now you hear battery is stack. This means you have widgets on top of widget in the same vicinity, in the same cell. This is really sweet. So now I can check my battery status.
Thomas iPhone, 81% charged.
So I have 81%. Haha. Hey, what happened to the weather widget? Great question. Because you stacked it, you're going to have to swipe up or down to get to the different part of the stack. So let's swipe up.
Edit mode. Previous widget.
There you go. Previous widget.
Widget 1 of 2. Weather. Widget. Stack. Lee Summit. 75 degrees Fahrenheit.
There's the weather. So stacked on top of my battery. Now, how do I get back to the battery? Good question. You can either flick up or flick down.
Next widget.
Let's go to the next widget.
Widget 2 of 2. A gray screen with black text. Batteries. Widget. Stack.
And we're back to the battery. So this way you can put multiple stacks on top of stuff. And this is what we call stack. Now, there is something called Smart Stack. Smart Stack, as you remember when I showed you when we went to add a widget, Smart Stack allows you to create a stack, but it's smart, meaning that it will guess what you think you want to see. So if you have like four or five widgets stacked on top of each other, the iOS is automatically going to figure out what widget you think it's going to see. So if I come into this situation, maybe some part of the day or location, it's going to show that widget automatically based on the smart stack that it wants to display. Pretty cool, huh? Now, just to make sure you understand the placement, COM3 row 1 should be my first app, which is mail.
Mail. No one yep. read emails.
And now if I swipe to the right,
messages.
There is that app, which is COM4 row 1. And if I swipe to the right,
voice stream reader,
it will automatically go down to row 2, column 3.
Bard Mobile.
There is column 4, row 2. And then I swipe.
Musify.
It
Edit
goes
mode.
Down to row 3, column 1. So that's how the swiping gesture works. So if I go back to mail.
Mail. No one ready.
And then I swipe left.
Batteries.
And then we're back into the widgets. How do I get rid of the widgets? That's a great question. If you want to move or delete the widget, we're going to do the swipe up.
Edit mode.
Go back to edit mode.
Started editing. Batteries. Is editing.
And
widget.
Swipe
stack.
Up again.
Drag batteries.
You can drag it, which you can move it to other places of the home screen or a different page. But in this case, I'm going to go ahead and delete it.
Delete.
Double tap.
Alert. Remove stack. Removing this widget stack will not delete any apps or data.
That's right.
Cancel. Button. Remove. Button.
Remove.
Add widget. Button.
And get out of edit.
Finished editing.
All right. Let's go back to the top left.
Mail. No one read emails.
And we're back to
row one, column one, home.
Row one, column one. It retains and remember how your location was before. And those apps you had on page two, well, if it gets shoved into page two, it'll come back onto page one. How beautiful is that? Easy peasy, just like that. And that is how to add, remove, customize widget on iOS. My name is Thomas Donville. I also go by the name of Anonymous. Until next time, bye-bye.
This AppleVis podcast has been brought to you by the community of AppleVis.com for the latest in resources and tips and tricks to get you the best experience from your Apple. www.applevis.com.